William Murray's mystery tip on a dead crab is set at the Del Mar Racetrack in California. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Murray has loved the track ever since he was 16 when his cousin Harry took him to Aqueduct.
Harry, who had been so affable and loquacious the night before, turned sullen and very quiet and spent all of his time buried in a paper that looked to me like the Rosetta Stone, which turned out to be the Morning Telegraph of the East Coast racing form. And we went out to the track, and Harry proceeded to pick winner after winner after winner. We finally got to a race that Harry couldn't pick and said, "Here, kid, you pick it." Harry gave me $5. I bet on her. He put $100 on her. She came in at 19 to 1. Harry made about $14,000 that day. I made about $400. That was an enormous amount of money to a 16-year-old kid in 1942.
When Murray and Harry rolled in at 2 in the morning, young Murray's father was waiting up.
As I went past his door, he said, "Well, how'd you do?" expecting to hear this catalog of disaster. And I said, "Oh, Harry won 14 G's and I won 4 big C notes." And I said, "I don't see why we don't do this all the time."
A few years ago, two of Murray's racetrack buddies dropped in on the weekend crab races in Kenya, Africa. Murray's pals placed bets as the crabs with numbers on their backs were released from a shallow pit.
They got down to the last race and there was an exotic wager you could make. The last crab out of the box paid 4 to 1. If you could guess who the last crab out was going to be. So they're studying these crabs through their binoculars, and the waiter comes along with their second gin tonic and says, "I think the 7 is dead." So they glued their Zeiss binoculars onto these crabs, and sure enough, the 7 did not move so much as an antenna. So they bet $20 on this number 7, and sure enough, the 7 was dead, so they cashed a big ticket. So ever since then, what I used to call a mortal lock, which is a horse that can't lose, is now a dead crab in my book.
That's the title of William Murray's novel, Tip on a Dead Crab, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist William Murray thought he had a home at the publishing house of Dodd Mead, but an act of God intervened. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dodd Mead had been purchased by a religious publisher, Thomas Nelson of Nashville. Nelson told Dodd Mead to clean up its act, and Dodd Mead told Murray that the language in his about-to-be-published novel, Tip on a Dead Crab, was unacceptable.
I was astonished because there is no filth in my book. There is no, there are no explicit sexual scenes. There's very little profanity. In fact, it's one of the cleanest books I've ever written, and I was astonished. They asked me to change 20 words. Most of them had to do with the use of the word God. You couldn't use God as an expletive. You couldn't say my God or oh my God. And I said, well, you know, when a man loses a photo finish, he's not liable. He's not going to say, oh, gee whiz, or Katie bar the door. He's going to say something a little bit stronger than that.
William Murray says he could have changed the words, but he felt there was a principle involved.
I had a contract with my publisher. I believe in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I don't think anybody should censor anybody. And I was forced to tell my publisher, no, that I was not going to change any words because these words were unacceptable to some people in Nashville, Tennessee.
Murray accuses Thomas Nelson of making a cynical business decision.
These people were coming out with a new Bible, and they didn't want their competitors to spread the word out there, the moral majority, that they had a subsidiary in New York that was publishing filthy, subversive books.
Murray was one of three authors dropped by Dodd Mead.
They had paid me in advance. And the lure that they offered was that we could keep the advance if we would sign papers releasing them from any... In other words, that we would promise not to sue them. They were in violation of their contract.
William Murray had been happy at Dodd Mead, but he took his novel elsewhere. The Viking Press became the publisher of Murray's Tip on a Dead Crab, a mystery about a horse fix at California's Del Mar Racetrack. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.